Go.
Hi, and welcome back to the Chill Mode Podcast. My name is Geraldine, and this is my friend Diego. Welcome back, bro.
Thank you very much. Geraldine, we did our first episode.
Let's go. Yes, we did our first episode.
Round of applause, whatever. So basically, let's tell our audience what this episode is going to be about.
Basically, we're going to tell our experience making the first episode.
Oh, God.
It was a pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. I mean, it was... Okay. Let us explain a little bit.
Okay.
Obviously, Geraldine, you're going to tell a little bit more than me.
Yeah.
Everybody knows why. But, basically, it was stressful, you know? Like, the whole week to do this, the first bloody episode.
I think, or more.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, the recording part was fairly easy. Yeah, we had a few problems with the bot. Recently, right now, we had another few problems. But we made it.
Thank God, bro. I mean, personally, the experience of the first episode was so fun that... Even though it was a struggle to do the first episode, I think it's worth it to do it, you know? Even though it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's really fun, 100% out. And I want to do more, you know?
That's right. Okay.
That's right.
So, I remember, you sent me the audio and say, okay. Let's download this because we need to add some background music so it'll be more chill, peaceful, and know what I mean.
To
add some flair spiciness. Yeah.
You need a lot of that spiciness, right? And that background music really helps out.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't know how, but I actually watched the first episode. And let me tell you why for me it was really hard to watch like the first episode because I usually hate like seeing myself like in a video or audio. Like I hate
same here.
I feel cringe, you know. And in the first episode I was stuttering so bad, bro. I had a horrible stutter. I know you're out there, but Jesus Christ, that was too much. Jesus Christ, I sounded like a machine gun in World War II. I sounded like Peter Griffin right there. Peter Griffin, of course. Chinese rip-off Peter Griffin.
Chinese rip-off Peter Griffin. What the hell?
I know. Anyways, let's tell the people who are hearing us how we record the episode so they can know a little bit, you know? If they want to make their own podcast, you know?
Yeah, basically we invited a bot to, you know, basically record it. We just joined the voice chat and put the command and the bot will join. I think it was called the Craig bot.
Okay. Let me explain a little bit. Okay, so basically we're in Discord because not people don't really know if we're in Discord or not. We gotta explain that. And we created like our own server that we can like create. It's only me and Geraldine. It's only people in the server is me and Geraldine basically. We invited a bot that's called Craigbot and also let's see the backup bot. Yark bot, of course. And that's how we basically join like voice channel, right? And then we put like a specific command for the bot to do, and then it's gonna record the audio.
Wow, mind blowing.
Oh no, definitely technology, am I right?
The bot didn't want it to work. At least Craig, it keep joining, but he left. I was like, but we need you, mate. We need you to record.
And we need a second episode, you know?
Exactly.
And basically, we came here to the server to talk right now, so we can record the episode. And if this didn't work out, you know, that we couldn't record the episode, we basically wasted our time.
Yeah.
We basically just stood there like, anytime now he's gonna join. You know something, Geraldine's gonna get mad when I say this, but Geraldine has been practicing for 10 minutes. Intro, bro.
Dude, I need to get prepared, man. Like,
I know, you know, then practice makes perfect, but Jesus Christ, you were like, okay. Hi, welcome to the Trimble Podcast.
Hey. Shut up, man, shut up.
I mean, it was funny to watch, you know.
That
okay. Was really fun to watch, man.
Okay. Geraldine, topic.
Exactly. What things did you do to the podcast to edit like the audio and all that? What things did you do?
Oh god. First of all, I was like, okay. How do I edit the audio? I was gonna say roundle it. What the hell?
Oh,
I was like, okay, searching. Oh, this app is for audio editing and it's for the tablet. I was like, oh, okay, download it. I downloaded 3 apps for editing. I'm not kidding. I actually downloaded 3 apps for freaking audio editing.
You see my dudes? We're literally taking a few things of our lives just to make this friggin' podcast.
Oh man.
But it's fun. It's fun though. Like on the bright side, you know. Anyways, continue.
Because I already had the audio set up, and I chose this a background song or music.
I'm not gonna lie. Mm-hmm. I really like that background music. That really made the podcast actually pretty entertaining.
Thank you.
It's just that I just imagine like the podcast like without the music, and I was like,
it sounds a little bit kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm. But the music like gives it a little bit more like a little bit more of that chill vibe, and it's like,
that sweet taste, man.
Exactly, and Geraldine, nice. You really chose a really nice beat to put.
Definitely. Dude, I was searching deep in the internet for good background music and also royalty free, not copyright.
Amen. Thank God, we chose the right composer. Am I right, Geraldine?
Exactly.
We avoided a copy strike right there.
Mhm. So, okay.
We gotta be careful with that. Okay, anyways, yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
No worries. So I was like, okay, I got the both audios, but I had a problem. The background music was like 1 minute and 40-something seconds, and I was like, okay, I need to loop this. How do I do that? And I was like, shoot. That's why I downloaded 3 apps for audio editing. So I was like, okay, is there a setting for looping audio at least for an hour? And then I was like, wait a second. One of the apps you can merge an audio. So basically, you let's say you put a song and then you want that audio to transition to the other audio. Yeah, pass it. So let's say it plays one song, then it fades out and plays another song.
Okay, so basically you're saying that you're basically like blending in the music
Exactly.
There we go, thank God, Diego to the rescue.
Exactly, yeah, Diego knows how to puzzle my words, man.
No,
I'm glad. So I downloaded the file again, so I had two copies, and I was like, okay, merge. I had like five files of the same song, but different time length. Oh my god.
Time lengths?
Length, yeah.
Time.
My English isn't good, goddamn.
Don't worry, they listen. When I literally listened to that podcast, and I heard my Puerto Rican
accent.
I was like, oh my god, Diego, you sound like a reed. You gotta get better at English, bro. When I heard myself like talking, I was like, Diego, you better shut up and let Geraldine talk over there. Like, you're talking too much and you talk horrible. Oh my god, I couldn't take it. Basically, it was for me, it was a little bit hard to watch because of me. But personally, for me, I watched like the first podcast definitely.
I had to watch it like three times or more. Because of the editing. I was getting tired of my voice.
Oh, same here, bro, don't worry.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that I put the Discord joining sound. You know, the doo-doo.
Oh really?
Yeah, that wasn't originally in the audio.
Oh for real? I thought that was like a little accident that
you did. I actually meant to put that. I don't know, just give it. It gives it a little charm.
I kind of like it, to be honest. It gives it a little bit of that Discord charm.
Yeah.
And it literally, basically describes, what we're, where are we recording the audio?
Exactly. Shout out to Discord.
Okay. But yeah, well, what do you think about the first episode also, personally? What are your takes on it?
To me, okay, it's good, but I can't, like I said, I cannot stand hearing my voice.
don't worry, like I said earlier, also same here. But I think the topics we talked about were actually pretty interesting, actually. Mm-hmm. Also, there was there's a dude that I know called Calamity that I know from Discord.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. And he told me that he actually kind of enjoyed the podcast because we were basically being ourselves and all of that. Well, shout out to him, basically.
Yeah, that's cool.
You gotta give the dudes a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, let me not forget. Thank you for the people who actually watched the first episode. We really took a few moments of our life to make it and basically seeing like people saying like it's good and all that, it really brings joy to me. And I'm grateful. And if you're watching again, thank you very much even more. Because I feel like obviously more people are gonna watch the first episode, but if you're watching the second episode. Little golden star sticker for my dude who's watching.
Shout out to Iram for finding us the bot.
Shout out to him, bro. Let me see. Okay, and personally for me, when I'm hearing the podcast, like it was really at first, like in the first 30 minutes, it was actually really fun. I actually really enjoyed it, and I'm surprised actually. But then in the last 30 minutes, I didn't really enjoy it. I was kind of getting bored but it was because I was talking a lot. So I was talking more than you, and I was like, okay,
yeah, calm your tits.
Exactly. I don't wanna take your spotlight, you know. This is a team. This is not LeBron Diego. This is not Diego Brady.
Diego Brady.
I'm sorry. And this is not Diego Cena. This is Diego and Geraldine.
Let's take
the spotlight.
Nice.
This is a teamwork.
Okay. Oh man, dude, YouTube.
Ah.
YouTube.
okay. This is.
Oh my god. Okay. Originally, this podcast was going to be first at YouTube, posted on YouTube.
It was basically gonna be published on YouTube first.
Yeah, but I don't know what the hell. Okay. Okay, we got the audio, let's go. Wait, we need something for the video. We can actually have like a black screen, that's it, you know what I mean? Let's put a speed paint, because why not, man? I do the speed paint.
Exactly, why not? Because, but personally, why are you gonna hear like some loser teenagers talking about stuff while it's lagging, you know?
Exactly.
Like watching paint dry, it's even more
funner, bro. Exactly. But and then okay, I was like, okay, I was doing the speed paint, it was going good, nothing happened. The problem is the speed paint lasted 1 hour and 16 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, and the audio lasts 1 hour and 3 minutes. So I was like, shoot, what should I do? Let's find a video editor. Download more apps. So I download the app, an app, and it allows me to speed up the video. I was like, okay, good. But when I do the speed up, it makes it not fast enough, or really fast. I remember.
Okay.
It turned the video to 1 hour and 16 minutes to 19 minutes. Like, no!
Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, you know what? F it. We're gonna have 16 minutes. Minutes of awkward silence about drawing, I guess. So,
now that you said effort.
Exactly.
But for real though, shout out to Geraldine, right? She really. Oh my god, she really does a good job, definitely. I was basically more of a spectator because I don't know how to do a lot of these things. But Geraldine really.
I was testing the waters.
Exactly. Geraldine walked more to 2 miles to do this job, bro.
Thank you, man.
No problem.
So I was like, I put the audio and the video together, and it's like, okay, perfect. I got it. And okay. I go to the website of YouTube to post the video.
Yeah, what was that? Was that on Sunday, right?
Yeah, I think Sunday or Friday, if I'm correct.
Oh, really? Friday?
Yeah. Friday. And I was posting the video, and it said it was uploading, and it said 12%. I was like, okay, it's making progress. Meanwhile, I put the title and the description, and I was like, oh wait, this is a thumbnail, you know, it cannot be blank.
Of course.
And I already had a drawings that is thumbnail size, and yeah, and I was like, okay, I already had an image, so let's put it in. When I had the option to put the thumbnail, it says you need to verify and you need to add a phone number, basically. And I was like, okay then I'll add mine, and I don't mind. Is it for the team? I'll do it. And I was like, okay. I click to add it, and I was like, okay, where do I do it? It didn't show anything to add a number. And then I was like, okay, I refreshed the page, do it again, and I can put the number. And I say, okay. I put my number, and it says it's like invalid. And I say, boy, that's my number. I have it on my phone. People can call me there.
What are you doing with YouTube, Geraldine?
Hey, no. My number is my number.
So basically, it's not like you like going to the bar and just giving us a random dude.
Hey, bro, here's my number.
Okay, not like that, right? Okay, just in case, you know, then we gotta. You can't be just doing that, you know?
Okay, Obviously, not, doy.
Of course, I mean, it's you too.
So I'll say, how I'm gonna put the thumbnail? Like, the thumbnail is very important. Like, it's what makes it the video eye-catching. It's like, what do you see first in a YouTube video? The thumbnail. So yeah. I'll say, god damn it, Diego, I cannot put the thumbnail.
I was actually really worried. I'm like, wait, you can't?
And I'll say, god damn it. Okay, no, but.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're on it.
No, but I was really frustrated. I was like, god damn it, what should I do? And I was like, I guess this first video doesn't have a thumbnail then.
Damn, I really was like, oh my. You know what? The important thing is we posted the episode, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, when I checked the tablet for, you know, the uploading and info, it still says 12%. Boy.
Does it still say 12% right now, though?
Yep.
Oh my god, that's even worse, bro.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh my god.
I know, Geraldine. But listen, you guys, don't give up hope, because we had a freaking miracle happen, literally.
Exactly. Shout out to Diego's mom.
Exactly. My mother's awesome.
I know. Like, she introduced us to this website, you know, Anchor.
Okay. Exactly, Anchor.
And
okay, so basically, okay, listen, we're not being paid to say this. Starting that off, okay? This is not a sponsor. This is a free sponsor, basically, that we're not getting paid, but still. We're doing this for fun, you know? We're not doing this
for funsies.
I mean, if we make it our own job and all that, I wouldn't mind that, right?
I don't know, same here. Obviously, I will get, you know, save the money for like a better mic, and yeah.
Of course, dude, we gotta use the money for something productive to the podcast.
Yeah, right? I was thinking, okay, if we're gonna get money and like obviously divide the money, but not just when we get the money, use it for the equipment first, and. If there's money left, you know, use it for whatever we want. Cause, come on, we need to treat ourselves, man.
I mean, come on, we need a little bit of that bling life, you know.
I know, right? I'll buy a chocolate. Like,
we're not gonna be freaking like old men, putting the money on freaking 401ks, bro.
I know. Gonna be like, oh, we got this. I don't know.
I mean, we gotta
bucks.
Save the money, bro. But mm-hmm. Listen, quarantine is giving us a headache, and we need some fun, you know? With
exactly.
that money, we can have a little bit more fun, you know? A little bit more success in our life. Even if it's not a lie, money is literally a few, like $20 for a freaking teenager is a lot, bro.
I mean, all right.
You can buy a decent game and. A decent game like online or something.
Not the really popular ones, because those usually cost $60.
Well, depending on the game, because I think if I'm right, Fall Guys, which is a new game that's really trending, it costs like $20 if I'm right.
Really? Oh wow.
Yeah. It's a really good game. I can't play because I have Xbox. I'm gonna force it. I'm just waiting for it to release on Xbox or Nintendo Switch. But when they do, I'll definitely try and play it and buy it. $20 is really not that much. Well, anyway, so we sidetracked a little bit about the sponsor. the non-paid sponsor. I was talking to my mother, and she was like, "Why are you gonna post a podcast?" We're gonna post it on YouTube. And then she was like, "Why don't you do it on Spotify?" And I'm like, "I don't know how to post it on Spotify. That's a problem." Then she introduced me to the website, anchor.fm.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, let me check it out, you know. And it was super, it was really easy to do.
And really easy. Oh my God.
Really
and
simple.
And they were like like sound effects you can put. I was like,
exactly.
Oh.
And they freaking also offer you like a sponsor. They're literally like, "Hey, do you want to get sponsors? Don't worry, we'll be your first sponsor." And I was like, "These guys are angels." I swear, we're not getting paid for this. I know I'm saying it a lot, but I swear this is from our hearts, bro. This is coming straight from the heart. That website. There's also an application, I think. I don't know where you can download. Yeah, actually, I think it's the same name, Anchor. But it was literally so easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the best of all, thanks to them, we can actually publish some of our episodes on Spotify, which is a real blessing in disguise, bro. Mm-hmm. When I figure out that is sent it automatically on Spotify, you know, I literally wanted to go to the CEO's office, just go there and lick his shoes, just for gratitude, bro.
Oh my God.
Do you know how in the Middle Ages, how do you say this? The knights would kiss like the prince of the hand. I would do that about 10 times.
Oh, Jesus. Well.
I mean, no homo though, all right?
No.
Bro. I mean, it's not bad being gay, okay? You can do if you want to be gay, you do you, bro.
Exactly.
It doesn't
change the way you are, man.
Exactly, and also I'm saying it because I'm straight, you know. And then if my friends are like, did you actually just say that? And if I don't say that, I'll be like, you're gay. And you know how high schoolers can be, bro.
Yeah.
We're
saying that like we're adults now, you know, like high schoolers.
but everybody knows that teenagers are a pain in the butt. I also admit that I'm a pain in the butt.
Yeah, same here.
You know, but you gotta admit that. At least we aren't like those TikTokers that literally. You know.
Oh god, I'm
literally dancing for their impossible sugar daddy.
And basically making videos for pedophiles.
okay, obviously if you do that, then it's fine. Like
it's a hobby.
But we personally don't like TikTok, and we don't like usually the content. I mean, TikTok is good, but the content that is usually there is, it's not for me. I kind of hate it.
They're like, okay, there's actual good TikToks.
Of course, I
watched a few, and it's like, oh man, it's pretty funny. I remember I watched one that was like, "La la chancla."
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh man, that was so funny.
Did I show you that video or?
No, it was William.
William is our friend, by the way. Hi, William.
Yeah. Hi.
I know you're hearing this.
You sounded very creepy.
No. We can play Pokemon later, my dude. 1v1, bro.
Right.
Listen, I gotta get my butt whooped, bro. He when it comes to Pokemon, he is I feel like he's the person that is like, oh my god. It's a big, he's one of the big boys when it comes to Pokemon, Jesus Christ.
Oh boy.
Like if I say, hey, do you have any really rare Pokemon? He's like, ah.
Let me just get my gallery. You want this Pokemon? This Pokemon? Sure, here you go.
Psych, I gotta get me a better one.
La.
I mean, he's gotta gain something. He's not gonna obviously give it away. He's not freaking old, bro. Or he's not even the host of Wheel of Fortune. Come on, bro. He's gonna be giving away things that he doesn't want. That's it.
I'll be a big newbie in Pokemon.
Don't worry, bro. Everybody starts off
like the first game that I played of Pokemon, it was Pokemon Go.
Oh my god. I mean, I think every
that was my first game.
I started Pokemon. I have never played Pokemon Go ever in my life.
It was actually really fun. Like me, my mom, and my brother, we used to play it a lot. It was really fun. Fun for the whole family.
Okay, Geraldine, this is not a Wii Sports Zach.
But
you know the freaking grandpa, the
grandpa,
and then little Timmy in the corner, also.
Little Timmy in the corner. Oh man.
Beating grandpa at tennis, bro. Oh my god, poor grandpa.
Oh no! I accidentally threw my Wiimote, and the TV is all cracked up.
Well, person, thank God for me that has never happened. But
did you
know? But you guys want to know something? This is a sin, I know. But when I used to have a Wii, of course, I never played it with the wristband on. Never.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
What a rebel.
Oh my God, definitely. I'm just
in
my motorcycle room, just getting some of the bad booty girls.
You know? Right, whoa.
Okay, I took it too far.
Take a chill pill, man.
I'll take a chill pill. We're really sidetracked so far, bro.
Legit. But okay, bro. Speaking of Pokemon Go, you know that Pokemon Go is meant to be like played you walking, right?
And of course, yeah.
Not for us, man. Me, my mom, my brother, and me. We get in the car and we start hunting Pokemon inside the car.
Oh my god. Doesn't that sound kind of dangerous though, bro?
No, because my mom and I use the same phone to play Pokemon Go, so I'll be the one usually holding the phone, so yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
And my brother has his own phone, and yeah.
But for real though, when you say fun for the whole family, you're not joking around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Even my mom plays Pokemon.
Bro, I wish my mother would be like that, bro. Like, obviously my mother's not gonna like everything that I do, but still, I would like that my mother, comes with me, in the couch, you know, in the living room, like, watches, like, a few cartoons with me, you know, this.
Yeah.
You know, Danny Phantom, Jimmy and Fallon, all those classic cartoons.
Those 90s cartoons, man.
No, but it doesn't have to be cartoons. It can be other shows.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be exclusive. But that will be so cool, bro.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Bruh.
Oh, bro.
Dude, they have at least like a parent or grandparent that plays video games. I sure do.
Actually, my mother plays Candy Crush. Does that count?
Well, it's a game, so yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, it would be really considered a game. Okay, technically, okay. I know my uncle is really into like the old, like the really retro games, Sega.
The Genesis, of course, and NES, of course.
NES is actually really good. I remember he was once playing like Super Mario Bros. 2 on the 3DS, and he actually beat the whole game.
Jesus,
it's really cool to watch. Oh, and also the Sonic games. I don't remember which one, but I think he almost like collected all like the gems or something. I think I'm not a big Sonic fan. I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but if it's my parents or anything, no. My father, I don't think has ever played any video games in his entire life. I think I had never
seen
him play. My mother, like I said, like her Facebook games basically.
Her Facebook games.
And yeah. but actually, I know that my brother and my father used to play baseball game on the Nintendo we called Mario Sluggers. It's Mario playing baseball.
Nice.
And my grandpa always played versus my brother in it. And it was sometimes a little bit fun to watch actually.
Yeah, it's like you see your grandpa's like, ooh. I beat you.
I mean, my grandpa's a very big baseball fan, so it's really understandable why he's playing, you know.
Yeah.
Well, how about you, Geraldine? Let's ask a question to you.
Okay, my mom, I say she mostly plays Facebook games, but she plays Hay Day a lot. Like, I'm sorry, she's just like, whoa.
She reminds me of my aunt, bro.
Like, okay, she's addicted to that game.
Oh my god.
Like, her whole farm is like well organized and all that stuff. And I say, what happens if my mom plays Farming Simulator?
What if your mother plays Animal Crossing?
Oh my gosh, you will be a freaking pro. Like,
bro,
yeah.
Bro, your mother will have a such a better island than mine, bro. My island ain't the worst thing, but it's pretty, pretty empty.
Same here.
So I can see your mother kind of likes those games. She's gonna be full try.
Yeah, she likes those relaxing games.
I understand. The Call of Duty and those first-person shooters also League of Legends.
Oh,
it's not for everybody, you know. You sometimes people just want to chill out.
Yeah.
Play something casual.
And my dad has played a few consoles like NES, Xbox 360, and now the PlayStation 4.
Okay, that's a real gamer. Let's go.
I am. My dad is a gamer, a fellow gamer.
Damn, bro, that's.
I think he's now playing Call of Duty, but
Call of Duty, which one?
I think Modern Warfare 2, but like the story mode, if I'm correct.
The campaign. I mean, it's called campaign, but still.
I don't know much about Call of Duty, so yeah.
No, it's okay. But usually, I think shooter games, when it comes to story, they're called campaign. But I know don't judge Geraldine, by the way. She doesn't play.
I'm just a casual gamer, man. Like.
She only plays Doom Eternal, if I'm right.
Well, I only play Doom 1 on Doom Eternal.
Oh,
yeah.
Also Fortnite, but Fortnite is horrible.
Oh, yeah, that's a nightmare.
I'm horrible at Fortnite. I don't really like the game.
Bro, I only get like one kill in like shooter
bad,
games.
Man.
When I play shooter games, my brother says I have tunnel vision, and I was like, well, you're not lying.
You do have tunnel vision. Every time I play with you at Fortnite, I think. I'm always like,
yeah.
And also Carlos, I think. Carlos literally says, what the hell is Geraldine going? Because when we squat up, we're like, Geraldine, where are you going?
And then I'm making my way.
And then she doesn't freaking respond, which is really like, oh my god, you know? Because I'm sorry, Geraldine, but you're not the best player ever, you know?
Obviously, I'm not.
Yeah, and you know, you're leaving the squad, and you're basically leaving behind the good players that can protect
you. Yeah, I'm like, where am I?
I'm just like, basically, I have like an imaginary watch like in my left wrist, and I'm like, okay, she's gonna get killed in 3, 2, 1. Guys, can you run behind me?
Oh, man, it do be like that, though.
It do really be like that, no jokes aside.
Yeah. Oh, God. But I will say in Splatoon, I'm pretty good at it. Okay. I don't need to brag, but at least I got 15 kills, maybe 20.
Okay. I don't know if that's a lot, actually, but I don't play
Splatoon,
so...
Yeah. But Splatoon's pretty easy. And also, the game was made for motion controls. You can also play without motion, but to be honest, I prefer the motions because I can react better, you know, faster, you know.
like you always say, you do you, boo.
Exactly.
But yeah, then let me tell you something again. We also sidetracked from what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about the our experiences with the podcast. It's basically the episode. Okay. Obviously that's like the theme of the episode. We're gonna talk about that. That's boring.
Exactly.
But obviously we can't get sidetracked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I remember literally when we posted our first episode, me and Geraldine, we were screaming. we weren't screaming, but we were freaking happy. We were internet. Really excited.
Exactly. I remember I entered my parents and I was like, Mom, we posted the first podcast. It's like, okay, she was sleeping. My dad was like, I was full asleep.
Bro, I heard your dad's phone, bro.
Oh, really?
You had your phone with you, right? Yeah, I actually heard
it. Yeah, oh my god. Whoops. Sorry.
your dad really is really into a deep sleep right there.
My dad is a heavy sleeper, man.
You go props to him. At least he doesn't have sleep deprivation, actually.
He's sleeping good, man.
He's sleeping well. I give him a round of applause for that one.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, Geraldine, the when I was going to sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight, bro. I couldn't sleep that night, which was just...
Yeah, same here. I was like, yo, bruh, let's go on the first podcast.
Do you know what I was doing? Literally. I was watching like a few cartoons like late at night. Like I watched like two shows, like one episode each. And then I went I went to my bed and I was going to sleep and I was like, I was literally thinking about the things that we were gonna talk about on the second episode. Like, okay, I can talk about this. And I was like, Diego, okay, Diego, stop thinking about that. Go to sleep already. And we're gonna talk about this, and then we'll talk about that, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna be happy, we're gonna have, you know? Diego, okay, Diego.
Yeah, calm your tits, man. Calm your
tits. And then literally, I don't know how, but I went to sleep and then waked up and woke up a lot more tired than I went to sleep.
Damn.
Than when I went to sleep, basically.
And if you hear some rain in the background, it's raining at my house, so yeah.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we live on Earth. If you didn't know, it rains. Oh my god, what a surprise. If you want me to explain how it rains, then I'm gonna explain to you. First grade science, by the way. There's something called the rain science. The water cycle.
No, it's raining, bro. It's raining.
Let's not waste our time because we only have a few minutes to finish a podcast and we're not wasting it.
Wait, we have a few minutes? God damn.
Actually, yeah, only a few minutes, bro.
Oh my. Well,
I mean, I gotta be honest. Personally, for me, I think like I think the first episode was a little bit kind of better, but this was still pretty fun.
I think it was pretty chill, man.
It's just that this episode was more like information. You know? Exactly. It was basically us explaining like this. Obviously, not a struggle. So also, I mean, the good things. But it was more informative, but it wasn't like the first episode that we talk about things that we really like. Mm-hmm. This episode was more like thinking about basically. I'm sorry.
This happened, and yeah.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. But you know, let's finish it off with our off topic on comedy. Did you hear that the actor of Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, actually died Saturday?
Really? My God.
Yeah, he actually did.
Damn.
Yeah, I thought you knew it. Actually.
No, I actually didn't know.
Didn't I tell you, bro?
Wait, damn, I forgot.
I thought I told you. But. Right now, R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman. I hope mm-hmm. I hope their family how do you say that? Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Basically, I wish the best for the family in these sad times.
Exactly.
I wish the best. My condolences are to them. And fly high, Chadwick. Fly high.
Exactly. You made us bro, man.
Exactly. But obviously, you know, he's in Black Panther. It's a really good Marvel movie, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I also saw him in it. But I think I first saw him, like, in another movie he was in. That was called 42, I think. Which was, like, a 42. Movie. Yeah, 42 was basically about... About a baseball player called Jackie Robinson on being like in the MLB, and if you didn't in like the 1940s, I think, and in that time the United States was really racist, but really, really racist.
Oh man.
And he literally like broke the boundaries of color, I think.
That's cool.
In the MLB for sure.
Okay.
But kind of sad that he passed away. He
looks 20.
He looks like in his late 20s or early 30s, bro. I was really surprised.
Okay, wait, he's 40? Damn.
He looks good at 40 for sure. I hope when I become 40, I can. as handsome as I am right now.
Well,
because I'm not obviously gonna become. Yeah. Don't work that way.
Yeah.
But R.I.P. bro.
Mhm.
You'll be missed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think we're gonna end this here, man.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's perfect time. I think.
Mhm.
Well, before we finish, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to inform you guys, let me say a few things. Next episode, we are inviting a new guest. We're inviting a guest for the first time. We're not gonna tell who it is, but
exactly.
You'll know in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Also, follow us on Spotify if you.
Exactly.
Like the content, I guess. I don't know. I don't usually like saying like follow us on this and all of that because it feels like I'm obligated the person to. If you want to follow,
if you don't want to,
check us out also on anchor.fm at chill mode, of course. You can chill mode, go follow us on I mean, check us out on YouTube on Chomo Podcast.
Although we don't have a video yet.
Exactly, but you can check it out when we post it. If you like the podcast and like it, then like,
give it a like, man.
If you don't like it, then give it a dislike. This is democracy, basically. You choose what you want. You can choose
exactly
to hate the video and to like the video. We're not gonna say, we're not gonna obligate you to like. We're gonna do the opposite. We're gonna let you do this.
Mm-hmm.
People are not doing
this. Well.
And also, yeah, I think that's about it.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Ciao. Robert, ¿verdad?